You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
I was completely taken aback by it. It's not true. I thought it was true when I first read it. I turned the radio on, realized it wasn't true. I don't like it.
What did the ad say to you when you...
I wanted to vote for NDP, and now I can't, and I'm furious about it.
Andy, I'll make this very brief. Ask Andrea if the news is for sale now.
Okay.
Because this is absolute nonsense. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to call up the Free Press with a whole bunch of phony stories and see if I can sell them to them. Because this is total BS. Ask her that.
I'm going to prove your point, Andy. This morning in Tim Hortons, I took the ad and I crumpled it up and began throwing it away. And many patrons said, hey, what are you doing? Throwing the front page of the Free Press away. They knew exactly what they were doing. And it's a lie. It was a misleading lie, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, no, Andy, I mean, you've just actually said it yourself. There's all kinds of polls out there. They show different things, and as long as you're putting the poll forward and you're clear about what that poll is, which we are, you're providing information. But look, polls are polls. The most important poll is the one that happens on Election Day, and what we want to...
I'm sure Andrea's embarrassed. She has to be. I mean, she heard all those calls. That is the sense London has this morning, that Andrea and the NDP have tried to mislead them. The poll on the front page of the London Free Press, actually on the ad on the front page of the London Free Press, seems to indicate that the NDP have now surged into the lead and are leading 36% to 30-24. I mean, from a distance, you have to have your prescription glasses on to see the wee little arrow in the corner, which indicates that the poll is not a reflection of where the parties stand, but where they have come from since the last poll. And besides, the poll is 8 days old. Here is the truth. And you can look this up yourself. This is the same company that did the poll that Andrea and the NDP are quoting from, Forum. Their poll, as reported in the Toronto Star on Saturday, shows the Tories are leading in London West, 36%, the NDP at 31%, and the Liberals way back at 17%. Now, anything can change, but that is the latest poll. Okay, now that we've set the record straight, let's go to the phones. In just a moment, we're going to be talking to Paul McKeever, the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. Charlie wants to make a comment. Go ahead, Charlie.
Andy, it's just you and me on the phone right now. That exchange between you and Steve earlier, was that fake?
Sorry,
just you and me. Just you and me.
Okay, just you and I.
Yeah.
I never do anything fake.
Well, you know, with all this fake stuff going on, these fake polls, you can never be too sure.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
And I agree with everything you say, except for when you say Andrea's embarrassed. I don't think she's embarrassed. I think she knew what she was doing. I think her and her spin doctors calculated everything in the back room, and they said, you know what, we're going to throw everything to the wind, and maybe we're going to pick up a couple votes. But I was on the fence between Peggy and Ali Shabar, and Peggy will not be getting my vote. Well, Ali, you just won my vote, thanks to the NDP.
Here's the question, Charlie. What do you think the effect of this misleading ad will be?
Well, if they turn on the radio, and if they turn on the TV, and the TV to 6 o'clock news does what you have been doing, there'll be a lot of backlash, and it will backfire. But if people just look at the paper and believe the paper, it's going to prop up the NDP. And that's what they're counting on.
Yeah, you've nailed it. Charlie, I appreciate the call. I want to go now to Paul McKeever, the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Andy.
First of all, let me ask you about this ad, this NDP ad, in which the Free Press is wrapped. It's not an ad in the paper as such. No, it's a wrapper.
Right.
And so that's my number one objection, that the London Free Press would allow their newspaper and their credibility to be wrapped inside an NDP ad. But secondly, the ad. To me, it's totally misleading. It appears to suggest that the NDP have now surged into a six-point lead over the PCs, who have a six-point lead over the Liberals. That's simply not the case. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, just as a backstory on this, this Forum poll has been troublesome from the beginning. It's a robo-poll, so I don't think anyone could put too much stock in any of it. However, it's that kind of thing, the lack of trust that people are finding they should put in polls and in newspapers, that is leading to this cynicism. And here's Ms. Horvath this morning saying she's not ashamed of what she's done. My goodness, she ought to be. I mean, what the damage that's being done to trust in the electoral system, people aren't voting because they see these kinds of shenanigans. They see people lying about polls. They see pollsters lying about results. I mean, I've talked to you before about how they didn't even include one of the main candidates in the poll, our candidate in London West, Al Gretzky. And so, you know, they're skewing the polls, they're skewing the news, and they expect to be trusted. You can't have it both ways. You can't game the system and then expect people still to trust you. And the end result is that all faith and trust in in electoral system and in politics takes a dive. We're now less than 50% of the public voting in a general election. And I'm really concerned. This stuff is not small potatoes. This is a frontal attack on electoral politics itself.
Okay. What's the word you're hearing on the all-candidates meeting last night in River Bend?
I'm not hearing anything, because from what I understand, our candidate wasn't allowed to attend or isn't invited to attend. So I can't comment on that.
How can you have an all-candidates meeting and not invite all the candidates?
I don't have the information. I had no information of that as of yesterday afternoon. I haven't spoken to Mr. Gretzky since yesterday afternoon, but I did see a news story, and suddenly I saw, you know, Mr. Chabar is featured as the only speaker who said this, that, or the other thing. Well, no wonder if you don't include them all.
Peggy Sadler, I'm told in an email, I do not have independent confirmation, was not at the meeting, that she had a previous commitment, which is the same reason she bailed on the engineers meeting at the BMO Center last week.
Right. Now, we were there at the engineers meeting. We were invited to that, and we did attend.
That to one on Monday morning.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. It was rescheduled. Okay. I wanted to ask you about an email that you sent me. You have some concerns about information you feel people do not have about the Tory candidate, Ali Chabar.
Yeah, I've been receiving emails over the last several days from concerned people, a lot of them conservatives. There's a couple things that have come up. There's this image that suddenly come up where, you know, it's an image of a conservative database showing Ali Chabar as a provincial Liberal supporter. That combined with information I've received from conservatives in London saying that Ali Chabar is not and has never been a federal conservative. So I say, well, what's this guy all about? I mean, he says he's, you know, wrapped in blue diapers and et cetera from the time of birth. But with the Liberal membership being exposed, he finally admitted that. That becomes very puzzling. So then I get this other information that comes in. You know, Ali Chabar frequently speaks of his spouse when he's talking about his candidacy. She's a lawyer in town, respected person in town. But what people tend to forget, and this is well documented on the internet, in the Western Gazette especially, was that in 2004 she was the president of an organization called the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, which was, in my view, patently anti-Semitic. It came out, it put up a mock wall intended to be an effigy of the wall in Israel, which has been constructed to defend Israel from attacks. And on it, it listed, you know, deaths of Israeli people, very, very few, and then all of these other Palestinians. And apparently the group that she led was saying things like, Israel's genocidal, Israel is engaged in oppression against Palestine. And I asked myself, my goodness, how come I've never heard Ali Chabar talk about any of these things? I'm very concerned. Does he share his wife's views on these things? I need to hear, and I think the people who are writing to me need to hear, what are his views on Israel? Does he agree that Israel has a right to exist, or does he think that it's a genocidal state, like his wife has said?
Okay, and let's before we let you go, on the other issue of Sharia law.
Well, I mean, these kinds of things about, you know, banging on Israelis, the anti-Semitic remarks, the boycotts that we see from QP and et cetera against Israel, usually combined with a sympathy for or turning a blind eye to issues of Sharia law, making Sharia law a part of or all of Canadian law. We saw this a few years back when they wanted to make Sharia, even the Liberals were considering it, making Sharia part of the marital dispute resolution system. I need to hear now, and I think the people who are writing to me need to hear now from Ali Chabar, does he reject Sharia? Point blank. That's the question. Because if he doesn't, and if there's this fishy nonsense about, well, I was kind of a conservative, but I was a Liberal member, I'm thinking that this is actually a gentleman who is running under, you know, a flag of convenience, that he's not really, you know, tied to conservatism or liberalism or anything else, but he just wants to get his... you know, represent his people, as it were,
Paul,
who our supporters are in the legislature.
Just before we let you go, what is the number one thing people should think about as they step into the voting booth on Thursday?
The honesty and integrity of the candidate. And I can tell you right now, Andy, that if that's the criterion, Al Gretzky's the guy to vote for.
Okay. I appreciate the call. Paul McKeever is a leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. We're going to go to Gil and then to Linda. Gil, thanks for waiting.
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
Good.
So you were all in a snit about journalistic integrity, and you mentioned the Star poll, and you mentioned the results of that poll from last Thursday, which is correct, but you didn't mention the margin of error.
3%, yes.
No, 4%.
Okay, we have talked about that a number of times this morning, yeah.
No, you haven't talked about the margin of error on those polls.
Oh, we have, in fact.
Okay, so if the PCs are at 36 and the margin of error is 4%, they could be at 32. And if the NDP is at 31 and the margin of error is 4%, they could be at 35.
We all understand the margin of error. The question is the NDP ad this morning misleading or not?
The point is that in this poll that came out last Thursday, the NDP was doing better than the previous poll at the beginning of July. The NDP has the momentum. And in polling, it's not who's in first and who's in second. It's who's got the momentum. The NDP is gaining, the Tories are stuck at their position. And to the caller who said they had to vote for the Conservatives because they couldn't vote NDP, the NDP in the minority government stopped a $4 billion tax cut for corporations over 2 years. That was money to reduce the deficit and money to keep government services going. If the Tories were in charge, those corporate tax cuts would have gone ahead. The Tories talk about they have a solution to the unemployment problem, but their solution will kill more jobs. It will make it worse, not better.
Gil,
so that's the choice for this by-election.
Gil, I appreciate the call. Very well spoken. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Linda. Linda, go ahead.
Strictly about the ad, the London Free Press, I think that we've all seen these ads before, and I think that just by where we usually see them speaks volumes to what they really mean, which is usually in the back pages of the National Enquirer for some kind of miracle weight loss or wrinkle cream. So, I mean, that by its very nature is suspicious in of itself. And when Peggy Sattler says, well, it's an election and we have to do what we have to do, that's a slippery slope. How far is that away from, well, we had to cancel the gas
plan? I was shocked by her response when Steve Garrison asked her, is the ad misleading? I can play the clip. She didn't say, oh, no, it's not misleading. She didn't say that. She said, it's a tight race and we have to do what we have to do.
I think though that history tells us though that those are tawdry ads for subjects that are suspicious at best.
So
useless at worst.
You're calling it a wrinkle cream ad. Okay, thank you for that, Linda. Let's go to John. John, go ahead.
Stop the presses, Andy. The big news now is what that fella said just three calls ago. I want to know now, Ali Jabbar, I want to know about his wife's activities back in, what did he say, 2004, 1994, anti-Semitic. I want to know about their thoughts on Sharia law. I want to know what's going on here. I'm prepared now to take my sign of his off my front lawn. I want him on the radio. I want to know what he has to say about all this. I also want to start knowing what ties he has to the Liberal Party. After what I'm hearing, and this isn't the first time, it's sort of been blowing in the breeze, I want to know, this guy, if he had known that the NDP were going to be doing so well, he might have been flying their flag. It seems that he wants to get in power no matter what it takes, no matter what flag he's flying, he just wants to get in power. But the big news now is for him to get on the radio and start explaining what was just said. That's sort of been in the backdrop throughout this campaign. Now it's forefront. He should be on the radio, in the paper, explaining everything. I want to hear that he says unconditionally he believes in nothing at all about Sharia law, that it has no place in this country. And I want to know what his wife's activities were and what he thinks of what his wife was doing back then, and if she still has those thoughts, the anti-Israel thoughts.
Well, the Ali Jabbar people, as all the parties do, they listen very carefully to this show. And so here it is, the invitation. Ali Jabbar, give us a call. John, I have sensed from some voters, and I don't pretend to put a number on it, and some who have been longtime conservatives, that they are nervous to vote for Ali Jabbar because of his obviously a Muslim heritage and their concerns about Sharia law.
Well, I was liking what I heard so far from him. Now that I hear this, if I don't hear anything, that sign's coming down off my front lawn when I get home from work tonight.
Okay, John, we will try to get Ali Jabbar or one of his folks on the radio. Ali Jabbar, if you're listening, we would love to have you address this issue raised by the Freedom Party. We're going to go to Ann now and then Harry. Ann, go ahead.
I'm actually calling about the exact same thing, and I'd like to thank Paul McKeever for, you know, bringing these issues up. This is a very, very serious matter. I don't want Sharia law. I don't want any of this Islamic garbage ruining our legal system, especially as a woman. I'm also concerned about terrorism, not to suggest that he's involved in anything like that, but that community has problems in it, and the last thing we need is any type of, I don't know, siding with this type of thing. Hatred for Israel and Sharia law is absolutely unacceptable, and I absolutely think he needs to make it very clear where he stands on this.
Okay, and I appreciate you seconding, in effect, the emotion of the other caller. Harry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just tuned in, Andy, regarding that ad this morning, because that threw me off when I took a look at the paper. So I have no, you know, in my mind, there is no integrity in the NDP, so I'm not surprised by their tactic, but I'm really surprised at the Free Press. I mean, how do they feel? Have you contacted them about the position of that ad? I mean, it was like part of the paper, the front page.
You know who I did contact? Because obviously the Free Press is going to defend their decision. It would be really interesting to know what the editor, Joe Rossetti, feels about this, whether he was pressured to accept that advertising revenue, even if he had some editorial qualms about it. But I want to give you a heads up that right after the 10 o'clock news, I'm going to be playing an interview I did with Phil McLeod, a former editor-in-chief of the London Free Press. It gives a little history about the battle against this kind of advertising. And he fought the war and won the war for a time. But in the 90s, the Free Press started allowing advertisers to wrap the Free Press in this kind of an ad.
I have to ask, though, if the Conservatives or the Freedom Party had approached them with this sort of an ad, I can't help but think it wouldn't have gone where it is. And Peggy Sattler, What a poor answer to your question. I mean, you know, this is a lady who tells us that Andrea Horvath acted in integrity to pass the budget. The reality is they backed up a government that's corrupt, you know, that's in the middle of fraud charges, all the rest of it. There is, unfortunately, the lengths that some will go to get elected, but Peggy Sattler and the NDP, I mean, it just paints them with the brush that I knew existed all along, so...
Appreciate the call. Let's go to John and then Tim. John, go ahead.
Hey, Andy, I've got a little bit of cold and I've not been feeling well, but today is the best day I've had in quite some time. The news, Branscombe quit, that's magic news. The NDP are winning, that's the second magic news. And Andy, my dear friend, you got egg all over your face. You're the one who was saying the virtues of the London Free Press last year. You were telling us what a great newspaper they were. You had Phil, that Fluter guy, the ex-editor. You were saying great things about him. How come this 180 degrees, Andy?
Oh, hang on now. I have said that the London Free Press is vital to this community, and everybody should subscribe to the London Free Press. I believe in that. I stand by it. I do not agree with this particular decision. It's just like politics, John. You agree with some decisions that people make and some others. I don't give my blanket endorsement to anybody, whether it's the Free Press, the CTV London, anybody. So what are you saying?
So you're saying the Free Press is a lying newspaper.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that.
But you insinuated. You now are so offended. You're so mad. You're so angry. The hostilities come out. We can hear it.
John,
you're so upset about the London Free Press.
John, what I said simply, to be accurate, is that I challenged their decision to wrap their Free Press in a political ad 2 days before an by-election. That's what I said.
Well,
so
okay.
All the other stuff, I'm not going to hear it because I didn't say that, John. Have a nice day. Tim, go ahead.
Oh, hi there. A quick comment. I've always voted Liberal provincially the last few times. I've always believed in them. This time, obviously, certainly not. I'm sickened by what's happened. I'm sickened that the NDP has allowed this, has propped this government up. So for me, there's only one choice. Which is to vote for Ali Chabar myself. However, what I really wanted to say was I'm saddened by the racism I'm hearing out here. I can't believe people are attacking this guy now because he's Muslim. Like, if he's to win, and who wouldn't want to win and collect the big wage that they get as a member of provincial parliament, you know, and hopefully a pension down the road. But if he's to win, he's going to be doing what you and I and everybody else in West London want, not what he wants. And if he doesn't do that, then he won't get voted in when the next provincial election comes along in a year. So,
Tim, I would not use the word racism. We have had several callers who are very concerned about Ali Chabar's wife and his and her stand on some issues relating to Israel and want to be reassured that Ali Chabar is prepared to make a blanket statement that he has no use for Sharia law in Ontario. And that invitation stands for Ali Chabar to call and to give us that reassurance. We're going to break for the 10 o'clock news. When we come back, I want to continue this discussion about London West and specifically the London Free Press decision to wrap their Free Press in an NDP ad 2 days before the election. What does that say to you? We'll get your thoughts, and we'll talk to Phil McLeod, all coming up in the next hour right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.